Radio Prague News.
Czech MPs have passed an overhaul of parliamentary immunity. The Czech unemployment rate in January went up to 9.1%. And an appellate court in Prague has upheld a 16-year sentence for US citizens who shot a man dead after a barrow. After years of debate, Czech MPs on Wednesday passed an overhaul of parliamentary immunity. If approved by the Senate and signed into law by the President, the amendments to the Czech Constitution will remove lawmakers' immunity for life and will only cover their terms in Parliament. However, lawmakers will still have a choice whether any minor offences they commit will be dealt with by the authorities or by the respective committee of the House. A sweeping majority of MPs from across the parties voted for the change that will now be put to the vote in the Senate. Legislators will need to accordingly amend the Czech Penal Code before the legislation enters into force in January 2013. In a ballot vote, Czech senators rejected the president's nominee for the Constitutional Court, Jan Sváček, over his past membership in the totalitarian Communist Party of Czechoslovakia. Mr. Sváček, who serves as Chief Justice of the Prague Municipal Court, joined the party in June 1989, just months before communism collapsed in the country. He has also been an advisor to President Václav Klaus since his election in 2003. In his appearance in the Senate, Justice Sváček argued he had to join the party in order to be able to become a judge. The senators, however, remained unconvinced and refused to approve the nomination. The Czech Republic's unemployment rate in January rose to 9.1%, up by 0.5% from the previous month, according to figures released on Wednesday by the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs. The jobless rate crossed the 9% mark for the first time since March last year. However, most analysts expected an even higher surge. The Jeseník district in the northeast of the country registered the highest unemployment rate of 17.8%. The lowest of 3.4% was recorded in one of the capital districts. Some 14% of Czechs are at risk of poverty and social exclusion, which is the lowest share of all EU nations, according to a report by the Union statistics body Eurostat. The figures are based on numbers of households whose income is below 60% of the national average. The list is topped by Bulgaria and Romania. The Czech Republic, along with Sweden and Luxembourg, also has the lowest share of people living at very low work intensity homes, that is, homes where adults work less than 20% of their potential. The police on Wednesday evacuated the Czech Republic's air traffic control center in Janec on the western outskirts of Prague over what turned out to be a toolbox, a police spokeswoman said. Dozens of the center's administrative staffers had to leave the building. However, air traffic controllers remained at the workplace, and the incident had no effect on the safety of air traffic over the country, a spokesman for the agency said. An appellate court in Prague on Wednesday upheld a 16-year sentence for a US citizen living in the Czech Republic who last February killed a man after a barrow. The incident was sparked by an argument that broke out between the 53-year-old American, Gilbert Ferguson McRae, and his victim, a 34-year-old Czech man. The US citizen later followed the man out of the bar and onto a tram, where he later shot him in the head with a handgun. Mr. McRae's attorney said his client would fight the verdict before the Supreme Court, as he believed he had been denied a fair trial. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Freezing conditions are set to continue, with clouded skies, snowing, and daytime highs ranging between minus 8 and minus 4 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Terendecký, end of the news.